Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here with you on Leaders Portfolio with the president and owner of the Event Planning Group, Ms. Jennifer Collins. The Event Planning Group was located in Bethesda, Maryland, offers event planning such as the following events, has done the National Diabetes Education Program in Philadelphia, Chicago, and San Francisco, the Microsoft Healthcare News Conference in Washington, D.C., the Fordham Institute Policy Meetings in Chicago, Illinois. So I want to welcome Jennifer here with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, your background was you had worked for three PR firms yourself and a nonprofit, and you worked on the generating media coverage side. So at what point did you say, now it's time to do my own thing and I want to do event planning?
Well, in the firms, I did do a lot of media relations, but also as part of that, I was doing some events. A lot of press conferences really were in that format, roundtables. And then decided, really, when I was in college, prior to having those careers, that I liked to coordinate and organize and enjoyed
and
it.
And be pressured. And, yeah. You have to like pressure.
Yeah, I guess you could say that as well. And so just decided from that standpoint, when I was working in the firms, I said, wow, I guess, you know, you can actually make a living doing this, even though I wasn't doing it full time in terms of planning and organizing. But I did see that there was a way that you could have some form of your position that's focused on event planning.
And the areas that you cover in event planning are education, science, and health. Why those three? Because they're prominent in this region,
sure.
Or areas of interest?
Well, it's interesting because when I started the business, when I was working in the public relations firms, I'll start there, I worked on a lot of accounts that were in those disciplines, education, science, and health. And when I left the firm, I was referred clients, and it was often from the people that I used to work with in the firms, I was referred just referrals for different types of companies that needed some assistance. And they were often in that discipline. And so when I stopped one day to just sort of look at the types of businesses and nonprofits and corporations that we were helping and what we were doing for them, it was just in that sector. So I said, well, I guess that's sort of our niche in that sense. And that's how it came about.
Now, I read in PR Week that you said, then this is one of your philosophies for the event planning group, which is speak to the five senses in the development and delivery of an event. And this is because events are emotional experiences. Mm-hmm. Talk about your philosophy.
Well, when you think about it, when you think about going to an event, it really is something that gets you totally involved and engaged. I mean, you go there, you see something that really is beautiful or it's entertaining in some way. You can touch something that has a feel of the event as well, whether it's a program or a nice linen on a table. And then even the touch and the smell, which often can be food or something along
right.
those lines. But it really speaks to all of the senses to really give you that total olfactory experience of being at an event and being engaged in it. And so when you're able to really speak to those senses when you're planning, that's really going to help people to feel as though that they're, one, a part of the event, but two, they're really engaged by what's happening at the event.
Excellent. And I also read in the meeting professional that you, I did not know this. This was interesting. It said many of the D.C.'s museums and galleries are available for groups such as the Smithsonian, National Cathedral, et cetera, but you have to have a member of Congress sponsor you.
In certain instances, absolutely. And that's something where, you know, when we're planning events in the city, and it just depends on who we're planning them for, sometimes we do have members of Congress, representatives that do sponsor it, and then that helps us to have leverage into certain areas, especially places like the Capitol building or the Senate buildings. You know, they have lovely rooms inside of those as well. And but you do have to have that representation in order to use those facilities.
And you planned a conference in Ghana, West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 2008 Cocoa Symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And, the first thing I thought was, man, that had to be nerve-wracking because, first of all, there's a lot
yes.
of cultural differences.
Very
and then
so.
Laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then timing issues. I mean, Africa is definitely more of a laid-back culture. So I would imagine your partners there are you have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, talk about that.
You just said it all.
Okay.
it was all of that. But one thing that was very special about that particular event, we were talking about cocoa. And cocoa, if you like chocolate, and it doesn't matter who the chocolate maker is, but the majority of the cocoa beans are coming from Ghana, West Africa. And what that means is that, cocoa is to Ghana what the financial district is to New York City, or what government is to here, Washington, D.C. So we could not go into that particular country without getting buy-in from the government to let them know that we were coming in. And so So we did a presentation to the Prime Minister of Ghana to let them know. And they bought into it. They gave us their blessing. And because of that, we were able to use many of their facilities and had many of their relationships with organizations that were on the ground to help us pull that together. So that was really the special part of going into another country and, as you mentioned before, speaking to the cultural differences and the way to communicate with them so that you really are able to translate what you're trying to do to not only that population there, but make sure that the conference can actually succeed.
That's interesting, right? Because you would never think about, you know, in America, President Obama sitting before a presentation to
exactly.
do, you know, right?
So that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, you serve as chapter president of the National Association of Women Business Owners in the nation's capital chapter. So what, in your opinion, then, are some issues facing women business owners in
Well,
D.C.?
That I was formerly president of the Greater D.C. chapter, but still serve, of course, on the advisory board. And there are many things that are facing women business owners. It's, you know, access to capital, growth strategies on how to, you know, increase in our businesses. I do have to say that I'm pleased to say, actually, that there is now a new set aside for women-owned companies who are pursuing government contracts. You know, we do government contracting as well. So that's something that is ideal. And it's another way for women to be able to get more government set-asides as well as grow their businesses in that way. But I would, you know, just really have to say that, you know, women-owned businesses in the sense of what they're facing, you know, a lot of it is, you know, how do we continue to grow? How can we continue to get the resources that we need to really function as viable businesses? And we are viable, but we just want to make sure to have those resources at our back to be used.
Now, you wrote a book about event planner war stories, The Lighter Side of Meeting Planning is your book. So, you know, and shared some stories about like finding lost packages, et cetera. Give us one of these crazy stories in, you know, 30 seconds or so.
Well, you know, a crazy story in that you had a shuttle bus driver who got lost bringing attendees to a particular function. Or you had a function where you had an event and there was no one that showed up because there was a disconnect between the organizing body, the organization that hosted the conference, as well as the event planner. End of it, which, you know, could have been a planner such as us. So you have so many different factors that can go into something going wrong with a meeting or an event. And so I just wrote that as a way to kind of poke fun at it. It's not necessarily funny when it's happening, but it certainly is
later
when you look back on it.
And you probably thrive under that pressure. When something goes wrong, that's when you kind of kick in high gear.
Yeah,
as a leader.
You just react. You know, that's exactly what you do. You just more so react and you just get it done.
What's your overall leadership philosophy?
Well, I pretty much feel that, you know, having everyone own what they do and to really to be as laid back as possible in the sense of there's always going to be something that happens and you just really have to be in that position to know how to adapt and be flexible and just see it through.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for being with us here on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Appreciate it. Good. Jennifer Collins, president and owner of the Event Planning Group. Jennifer, and I, you know, you have to look at the photo on the audio cast because Jennifer has a very pretty smile.
Oh, thank you.
and you can find this interview at leadersportfolio.com. The Event Planning Group, Jennifer Collins. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership each week. This has been Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your portfolio.